Was it nice to see number 12 out there again today?
Absolutely. He's a fighter. I was never really worried about it.
Is he contagious at all? You guys quarantined him?
No, I think he's good. You know, I don't think he'd be around if he thought he would be.
Was it important that he missed the Wednesday practice, the day you guys implement the game plan? Or,
you know, I think the most important thing is that he's healthy, that he's ready to go, and he's been doing this for a long time, so he's the last one that I'm really worried about.
Shane, has your focus changed, or has the team's focus changed, I mean, detail-wise, you know, as you get to this game, you say, okay, let's pay a little bit more attention. Not like you don't do it before, but
right.
Because of the magnitude of the game?
Well, we know the stakes are higher. You know, we know the games get more important as the season goes on, and we take that into account each week. And each week, the games get bigger and bigger. So, you know, this is the biggest game of the year right now, and so everything is to the utmost importance.
You guys have always talked about trying to play your best at the right time.
Yeah.
The last 4 weeks, you could arguably say it's been your best football all season long. What changed to make that happen?
I think things just started clicking. We started, you know, focusing on the little things that we need to get done each and every week. And we really started during the week in preparation each week. And we were able to put on, you know, some good football the last couple of weeks. And hopefully we continue to do that.
Is there a different feeling around everybody when you know you can just run the ball? When you know you can just hammer the rock?
I think what it is, it just gives the offense confidence. Knowing that if we can run the ball, you know, everything will open up, especially the pass game. So it just all goes hand in hand.
Why do you think the running game is you know, awesome something, you know, lately?
You know, that's a good question. I think it just took a little longer this year than in past seasons. You know, maybe we're focusing on certain things that we weren't focusing on before. But bottom line is we're trying to play physical. And, you know, when we run the ball well, it's a good sign.
Shane, how much can you take out of that first game that you guys played against them? But I know that there's so many different personnel changes on both sides of the ball.
Right.
Is there a danger in kind of looking back too much at that game?
I wouldn't say it's dangerous. I would say that you just got to take it with a grain of salt. You know, you can learn some things from watching the film from earlier, but at the same time, we know it's kind of a different defense. They're kind of playing a little differently now, and you got to be able to adjust.
What are some of the things that they're doing defensively? I know, again, they've lost some guys.
And, yeah.
You know, guys have kind of come in and out of the lineup, but in terms of kind of broad brush, what are they doing differently?
You know, they're against San Diego, they forced them into a lot of third and long situations. They were getting a lot of pressure on the queue, and I can imagine that they'll be trying to do the same this week.
You were still in college when these two started their rivalry, Manning and Brady. Can you appreciate it, kind of put yourself outside of it, appreciate kind of the historical context of these two legendary guys?
Right, college, shoot, I was
high school,
maybe in elementary school. You know, leading up to it, you kind of, you know, with all the media and with everything, you kind of feel you get the sense that this is a bigger game than normal. But at the same time, we're just trying to focus on what we have to do and let Tom worry about what he has to. He's got broad shoulders, so we'll be all right.